Hey there, how are you? I am Dr. Dave and welcome to Microdose You. Today I'm going to be sharing with you the absolute beginner's guide to microdosing magic mushrooms. I've been doing these videos for probably close to a year now, and I seem to get like the same questions over and over and over again. So a lot of times I refer people to one of my videos or another video, but today what I'm going to try to do is to give you all the information you need to know in one video. It's very easy to understand, very easy to digest. So this could kind of be your go-to video if you have any questions at all from start to finish about microdosing. You should refer back to it because I'm going to really try to answer every single thing you need to know about microdosing if you're a beginner or if you've gotten into it and you have questions. And this is also the type of video that if you have anybody that you know is interested in microdosing and they have a lot of questions and they're asking you, then refer them to this video because Dr. Dave here at Microdose U will take care of all of the questions. So let's dive right into it right now. Let's start with a question that's basic, and we need to start with this. What exactly is microdosing? So in this video, and really in all my videos, when I refer to microdosing, I'm talking about microdosing magic mushrooms. The active ingredient is psilocybin. And there are a lot of other things you can microdose with. People microdose with LSD, MDMA, the list goes on and on. But my experience, and I was going to say my expertise, but my experience is definitely only with magic mushrooms. So I'm referring to magic mushrooms in this video. You can extrapolate to other plant substances if you like, but in this video in particular, we're only talking about magic mushrooms. So microdosing is taking a sub-perceptual dose of magic mushrooms, so you're not getting the psychedelic effect, you're not going on a trip per se, but the sub-perceptual dose is enough over time to take care of things that you might want to change in your life, things that are going on in your life that you want to see improve. And that'll actually segue right into the next section. What do people use it for? Why do people want to microdose? And the answer to that is, well, I'll give you a list of things that I have used it for and continue to use it for. And there are others too that maybe I won't even know about, but microdosing has helped people with many different issues. The most common and some of the ones that I've used it for are depression, anxiety, insomnia, PTSD, addiction. I personally have never had an addiction problem, but I know many people have, and I know that microdosing magic mushrooms has been very instrumental, and people have used it successfully in combating addiction problems. Some people want to be more present in the moment, more mindful in their lives, and microdosing is an excellent, excellent tool for that. Some people want to be more spiritual, understand their purpose of life, things like that. And again, microdosing really helps with that as well. I actually had a problem sometimes when I wasn't, maybe I was going through depression and anxiety. I just felt like I couldn't get things going. I would wake up in the morning and I would dick around, and I had maybe like a list of things I wanted to do for the day or even in my mind, but I just couldn't get going. I was just lazy, procrastinating, and magic mushrooms have really helped me quite a bit with that. And some people want to be more creative, better at their work, just enjoy things more and get the most out of life that they can. Magic mushrooms, microdosing magic mushrooms are, in my opinion, perfect for these things. So before I get on to the next section, I just want to reiterate, magic mushrooms, microdosing magic mushrooms, you're taking a sub-perceptual dose, you're not getting stoned, you're not getting high, you're not going on a psychedelic trip, you're not hallucinating. I'm going to touch on that a little bit later, but if you're experiencing any of that, then your dose is too high. But I'm going to have a section here totally on how to start, how to know what dose, how to know what dose you should be taking. I want to mention something about where to purchase, where to buy, where to source magic mushrooms. And I want to make it very clear on my channel here, I do not have anything to do with selling. I'm not a distributor. I don't sell magic mushrooms. I don't recommend sources. I just want to stay away from that area. I'm giving you information, but I don't at all get into where to purchase them. If you have a little bit of creativity, I will tell you, like about a year and a half ago before I started, I had no idea where to get them. But with a little bit of research, a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of poking around, I will tell you, it's not a problem at all. It's very, very easy. I also want to mention that on almost every video I do, there is a group of scammers that come on, and typically what they say is, we have mushrooms, we have DMT, we have LSD, they name a whole bunch of drugs, and they say, go to my Instagram handle, or she's got this, or he's got this. I want to make it very clear, these are all scammers. They have nothing to do with me. I'm not promoting them. I'm not asking them to be on my channel. I try my best to delete them and block them from the channel when I see them, but it seems like they're like weeds. You get rid of one and four more pop up, so it's pretty much impossible to get rid of all of them. But if you ever see any of these scammers on my channel, please keep in mind, do not take their bait. Do not communicate with them. They are scammers. They will take your money. They are doing something illegal and terrible and ripping my people off if you succumb to that. So I'm making it very clear. These are not my people or my recommendations. If you see them, you can try to report them as well, because I think you can click a couple of buttons and report them. But I have no way of getting rid of them. Again, they multiply like bunny rabbits. It's oh my God, they need a life, but it's a shame, but they do that. So let's get into the next section now. How do you ingest magic mushrooms? What are the recommended forms? Well, the possibilities are, first of all, whenever I talk about magic mushrooms, I'm always talking about dried mushrooms. Typically also dried ground up mushrooms. You can grind them up in a coffee grinder, but it's very rare and I don't have much experience in ingesting fresh mushrooms that are just picked out of the ground and they're still moist. I don't have experience with that. Every time I use them, it's ground, dried mushrooms. Well, not necessarily ground, but at least dried mushrooms. Also, they come in edibles. I know some people that sell them as far as edible chocolates and all kinds of goodies they're mixed in, and those are actually good, but those are more for macrodosing, more for taking larger doses. With microdosing, generally we don't use edibles. Also, some people use teas. They soak the ground mushrooms in hot water and tea, and they drink that, and that's okay. But the most common way to ingest a microdose, and this is the way I almost always do it, is in capsule form. Dried ground mushrooms in capsule form. If you just take a bite off of a dried mushroom stalk or cap, the psilocybin in a mushroom is not uniformly dispersed. So you could take a bite out of one and you could get either a lot of psilocybin or you could get almost none. That's why I recommend if you don't do it yourself, there are people that do this. Grind the mushroom in a coffee grinder, mix it all up, several at a time maybe, and that way the psilocybin will be uniformly dispersed, and you're not eating the wrong part, or you're not eating too much or too little. When you weigh it out, you're getting an accurate dose every single time. That's why I highly recommend using pre-measured, weighed out ground dried mushrooms in capsule form. And again, I can't discuss where to get these, but you have to trust me, it's not difficult. But remember, do not get taken advantage of by a scammer. Please do your due diligence, do your research, talk to other people. Okay, so how do you start? Where do you start? How many milligrams, how many grams? Now, when you're getting into microdosing or using mushrooms, it's really good to know grams and milligrams and the conversion back and forth. And I'll give you a little primer. It's really simple. It's not difficult. You just basically move the decimal point three times each way, depending on how high you're going. So 1 gram of magic mushrooms, 1 gram, well, it could be 1 gram of anything, is 1,000 milligrams. So if you're taking a half a gram of something, that's 0.5 gram, that would be how many milligrams? That would be 500 milligrams. 500 milligrams is 0.5 grams. 100 milligrams is 0.1 grams. When you get down below 100, so like 50 milligrams, is 0.05 grams. Know this backwards and forwards so you don't make a mistake and take way too little or way too much. You got to be very careful. So know your metric system, write it out, make sure you're right. If you don't understand it, just go on a computer and do conversion of milligrams to grams, and it's very, very, very easy. So where do you start? A microdose is generally but somewhere between 50 milligrams, so again, that's 0.05 grams, 50 milligrams, and about 300 milligrams. That's kind of the very high end. Maybe some people would say 250 milligrams. That's a typical range of a microdose. So where do you start, and how do you know where to start? My recommendation is to start at 100 milligrams. Unless for some reason you feel that in during your life you're always extremely sensitive to medications and alcohol or whatever, there's no real correlation, but if you're really sensitive and you normally take way lower dose in almost everything, then I would probably start at 50 milligrams. But typically I'm going to recommend starting at 100 milligrams. And how many grams is that? How many grams? 100 milligrams. Do you know? It's 0.1 gram. So I'm going to recommend you start at 100 milligrams or 0.1 gram. How do you do it? You generally take your dose, this is what I do, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. Okay? First thing in the morning, don't eat, because that will allow the medicine to get into your stomach and go through digestion and without having any other type of food or anything else interfere with that. That's the cleanest and easiest way to do it, and quickest as well. So let's say on day one, you're taking 100 milligrams. Do that in the morning, then a little while later, you eat your breakfast. The first time you ever do it, the first time you ever dose, now remember, this is a microdose, so it's subperceptual. You're not supposed to feel high. You're not supposed to feel trippy. You're not supposed to be seeing triangles and all kinds of patterns. No, it's a microdose. So if you ever take a microdose and you feel like it's really interfering or it's making you feel trippy or wavy or you can't really function, then that's too much. Then you need to back off. So let's just say you started with 100 milligrams, and let's say for some reason, I doubt it's going to be the case, but let's say for some reason 100 milligrams made you feel weird. You just felt like you couldn't really function well and you just didn't feel right. Then the next day, I would recommend backing down to 50 milligrams. Now this is more often this is going to be the case if you take a higher dose and it's going to be too high for a microdose and you want to back down. Say from like 250 milligrams, you'll probably go down to like 200 or 150. It's generally not going to happen with 100 milligrams. That's pretty darn low, but it could. So on day one, you want to take your first dose. And again, we're starting with 100 milligrams. The first time you ever do it, people ask me, well, can you go to work? Can you drive? Can you be with your kids? Can you do this and can you do that? So generally the answer is yes, but remember, it's subperceptual. But the first time you ever do it, you don't really know how you're going to react. You might have upset stomach. You might feel trippy. So the first time you ever do it, I recommend just being by yourself or being with somebody that, you know, can watch after you. Again, you're not going to go on a trip, but somebody just that can be with you if you want. I didn't, but I wouldn't microdose for the very first time and drive into work and then have to work an 8-hour day. I just would be very careful the first time you do it. Chances are 95% chance that you're going to be totally fine. You're not going to really notice anything really, really different. So if that's the case, on day two, you take the same dose at the same time. On day three, you do it again. Now, if day one and day two has been fine and you feel okay, then I'd say day three is pretty safe to, you know, if you felt totally fine, you didn't have any effects, day three is going to be safe to go into work, be with your kids, drive, whatever you need to do, because you've already tested for 2 days and you had no perceptual effects. So I'd say that's pretty safe. Now, people always ask me, well, how many days in a row do I do it? Do I need to take a break? And the answer is, yes, you do need to take a break. There's a certain pattern we go by, because if you do it every day, you're going to develop a tolerance and it's not going to work, or at least it's not going to work nearly as well. So the pattern I recommend, and this is how I did it when I started, there's nothing set in stone, and there are many different ways to do it, and there are different techniques that a lot of people, different people use. But what I'm going to recommend for a beginner, for somebody that's just starting, is to do 3 days on. So that means you take day one in the morning, day two in the morning, day three in the morning. Then you take 2 days off, 2 days of rest, introspection, just reevaluating, see how you feel. And then if all is good, you go your next round, 3 days in a row after you take your 2 days off. And then you do it again, you take 2 days off after that, and you do 3 days in a row. Now, after several cycles of that, start noticing how you're feeling. If you're taking the microdose for, let's just say, the most common is probably depression and or anxiety. If you're not feeling any, okay, let's go back for a second. The best scenario is you're starting to feel a little more relaxed. You're starting to feel a little bit better. You're starting to not feel as depressed as you normally do. That's great. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change the dose. If you don't notice any difference at all after a few cycles, like I just feel still very anxious, very depressed, just nothing seems to be any different, then let's say, again, it's not set in stone, but let's say about maybe the third or fourth time around, you want to up your dose. And I would go from 100 milligrams up to 150 milligrams. And how many grams is that? How many grams is 150 milligrams? It is 0.15 grams. You getting the knack of this? You just move the decimal point three places over, that's all. So now you're at 150, because the 100, you after several cycles, you didn't really feel any change at all. So now you're 150, and you keep doing the same thing. If you feel too high, too, like it's too much, like it's crazy, then you have to back off again. But if you still feel okay, you do this for a few more cycles. 3 days on, 2 days off. 3 days on, 2 days off. If after a few cycles you are not noticing any difference with your anxiety and depression, then you go up again. So you're going to go up to what? You're going to go up to 200 milligrams, which is 0.2 grams. And you do the same thing. Now, at some point, you are going to say to yourself, I'm starting to feel better. It is going to happen. It will happen. I mean, there's nothing that's 100%, and everybody's different, and there are antidepressants that work on some people and don't work on others. But this is a plant medicine. It's been around for centuries, and I'd say tens of thousands of years. Indigenous people have been using this. It's nothing new. It really should help you. It helped me incredibly. It totally changed my life around to the point where I was depressed, anxious, on high blood pressure medication. I couldn't sleep at night. About a year later, it's not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to happen overnight, but over time it really helped me. And I felt changes almost right away. But 1 year later, I'm over a year now, but at the one year point, I was off of all medication, totally 100% off of everything. And I have never felt this good in decades, probably since my childhood. And I'm 67 years old right now, and I cannot remember feeling this calm, this relaxed, this confident. I'm sleeping well. It does work, but you have to give it a chance. You have to believe in it, and it will work for you. So you need to get to a dose where you feel comfortable with it. It's not too high that it does not get in the way of you going about your normal day and watching your kids and going to work and driving, but also a dose that is working for you. So you keep going up until you get to that point where you can't function, or you feel a little weird, and then you just back off 50 milligrams, and then kind of that should be your dose. And you just keep doing it. You can, depending on how you feel, you can kind of get the feel for, like, I was never on, after the first couple months, I was not really on a strict, exact 3 days on, 2 days off. I kind of did it as I felt I needed it. Sometimes maybe I did 4 days in a row. Sometimes maybe I only did 1 day, then took a few days off. But after you get into it and get into a rhythm and feel it, you'll understand what I'm saying. You don't understand it now because you haven't done it, but you will feel the mushrooms, and you'll feel the mushrooms working for you, and you'll take it from there. You'll kind of be your own boss. It's not like you have a doctor looking over that says, you've got to take this 2 times a day. You know, I'm talking about another type of medication. You've got to take this medication twice a day, and if you miss a day, you're in trouble. You know, no, it's not like that at all. When I first started, people told me that you get to a point where you feel you don't even really need it anymore. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really cool, but if it works so well, I hope I always need it. But no, I'm at a point now where I can go for some time now without ingesting any magic mushrooms at all, and I'm fine. And then I'll take a maintenance dose, and I might take a little bit of a larger dose, but a larger dose is beyond the scope of this video. I don't want to get into talking about larger doses or macrodoses in this video. We're only talking about microdosing, and that's really all you need right now. Okay, now, a really, really common question I get asked is, should I take my microdose, or should I use magic mushrooms if I'm currently on antidepressants? Now, I want to back up for a second and make it very clear that this is not medical advice. This is advice I'm giving you based on my experience, my story, what I've done. But I am absolutely not going to tell you that you need to stop your antidepressant. That's between you and your doctor. That would be medically irresponsible for me to say, get off all your medication, get off your antidepressants, get off. No, I can't say that. But I will share with you what I did. When I first started microdosing, I was using Lexapro. Lexapro is an antidepressant. It's an SSRI, which stands for Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor. It's a very, very common antidepressant. Even if you're taking an antidepressant that's not Lexapro, there's still a very good chance it's an SSRI or SNRI. I think I got that right, SNRI. They're fairly similar. They all have to do with the uptake of serotonin or how serotonin is handled. So I was taking Lexapro, and I did not quit my Lexapro. That would be stupid, irresponsible. I didn't want to do that. And you have to be very careful when you discontinue an antidepressant, because you can't just stop cold turkey. You've got to taper off anyway. So along with my antidepressant, I started microdosing. And almost immediately, I started feeling better, different. It took like the edge off that it was even there with my antidepressant. It just took that edge off that I felt really, really good. Now, over a period of time, over a long period of time, when I was very confident that the microdosing was working, I started weaning off of my antidepressant. Now, I am very lucky because I have a doctor who is very, let's say, psilocybin magic mushroom friendly. I was very upfront with him. I told him what I'm doing. He was all in favor of, because he said this stuff's going to be mainstream pretty soon. He said they're doing clinical studies at Hopkins and many universities. It's going to be mainstream. So he understands that, and he said, yes, Dave, you know, try it. So I did, and we got to the point where I felt I wanted to try to wean off of my Lexapro, which I did. And I did that. I was on Lexapro at 20 milligrams, which is the most. So I started gradually taking it down. I took it down to 15, did that for quite some time, for a few weeks. Then I took it down to 10, ultimately got down to 5, got down to 2.5. And 2.5 meant breaking a 5, because 5, I believe, is the smallest amount, smallest tablet. So I was like cutting 5s in half to 2.5. Finally, over several months, it took me several months, and I was in no hurry at all, I was totally weaned off of the Lexapro, as I am right now, and I feel fantastic. So again, is there a danger in using microdose magic mushrooms with Lexapro or an antidepressant? Again, from my experience, and only my experience, no. Your mileage may vary. Be careful. There is something called serotonin syndrome, but that's generally with taking much larger doses and along with antidepressants. And even my doctor said to me, he said, you know, you really have, and this again, this we told me, it's not what I'm telling you, but he said, it's very unlikely at the doses you're taking, the microdoses, that you're going to run into anything even close to serotonin syndrome, which could be dangerous, but he said that's not even anything to worry about. So I'm passing that on to you. Again, it's not medical advice. It's friend to friend. I'm telling you what my doctor told me, and I think it's pretty safe advice, pretty sound advice, but that's the way it is. I certainly would never recommend saying to yourself, I'm just going to get off of all my medication and then start microdosing. Again, I think that's not good. It's irresponsible. You're not even sure whether the microdosing is going to work or what dosage. So I think, at least in my case, I chose to do both together at the same time, but now I'm off of the Lexapro. I hope that really helps you. Okay, so I wanted to touch on now, how, again, I think I touched on this a little bit, but I'll go back to it because it's very important. How do you know if it's working? Well, my simple answer to this is you will know. You will know if you feel better. I mean, if you feel shitty every day after, then it's probably not working, but there's a reason and you can tweak it. Just because it's not working when you first start, that doesn't mean you need to quit. Tweak it as per my instructions at the beginning of the video with dosages. I mean, if you tweak it and you keep this up, if you're looking for an overnight fix, this is not for you. This is something that is going to take a little while, but hopefully even at the beginning, you'll start to notice subtle differences. But it's something that will take a little while. But again, the answer to the question is you will know, you will be certain that it's working. And I want to touch on this too, because a very common question I get asked, and I've run into many people that said when they started microdosing, it got them super anxious. They increased their anxiety. Well, I'm here to tell you that the reason it increases their anxiety is because they think it's going to. They're worried. They're afraid of ingesting this medication because it's going to make them go crazy. I will tell you, it will not make you go crazy. It will not make you more anxious, only if you think it will. I've been doing this for well over a year now, say 15 months. I can count the number of times on one hand that I've had anxiety from magic mushrooms, and that number is actually zero. It's zero. It's never, ever, ever made me anxious. Microdoses or even larger doses, I've never really taken a macro dose or what they call a threshold dose, which is a very, very high dose. But I've taken upwards of, 1 to 2+ grams. And in all of my microdosing and macrodosing, again, I have zero anxiety. It's never made me anxious. So again, I think it's only going to make you anxious if you're going into it worried about something or thinking that it will. And then anything can make you, and any kind of medication that you take will make you anxious if you think it's going to. That's going to happen. Even though we're still talking microdosing, if you're worried about being anxious, first of all, don't be, because it's not going to make you anxious. But the first few times you do it, just be in a relaxed setting. Sit down and you're in a comfortable room in your house on the sofa or on a really nice comfortable chair and put something on TV that's funny. I like a comedy, The Three Stooges, something like an old funny show generally is really relaxing, and it gets your brain going in that direction where you're laughing and you think things are funny. It's not going to make you anxious, so please do not worry about that part. So we're wrapping this up. Another question I'd like to answer that is very common is, how long do I need to microdose? Meaning, is this something I need to do for the rest of my life? The answer is, and I did a whole video on this, so check back. I think the video is called How Long Do I Need to Microdose or something like that, or Can I Quit Micro? I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I'll see if I can put a link to it somewhere. The answer is, I don't know. It depends. As I said, I've gotten to the point where I can take pretty long breaks and then I just kind of take a maintenance dose. Or sometimes I still do 3 on, 2 off, and depending on how I feel. So the answer is, the answer to the question, how long do you need to microdose is, again, there's not a definite answer. Everybody's different. You may feel that after a period of time, it's worked so well that you just don't really need it, or you would just take an occasional dose, and that's totally fine. You might find that you love it and you love the way you feel, and you may never want to stop. Again, it's personal. Everybody's different. There's no right or wrong. It's how you feel and how it works for you. So I think I've covered everything that I want to cover. I've covered the most common questions. I've covered everything you need to know, I think I did, from start to finish. And final thoughts would be just, this is not a pharmaceutical medication. It is a natural plant medicine that has been used for, I think, tens of thousands of years with indigenous people. It got a bad rap in the 60s and 70s when people were using it for partying and tripping all over the place. And that's why, because of the war on drugs, they had to make it illegal and it became kind of a mess. I think we're going the other direction now, where it's going to become a very, very respected plant medicine that is going to be you're going to be able to use this legally. Right now in most areas where I'm in the United States, most areas, not all, but most areas, it remains illegal. It remains a felony. That's the craziest, stupidest thing. I can't understand that. But yeah, if you get caught with this medication, you know, it's possible you could become a felon. I mean, as ridiculous as that sounds, I think if you're super, again, my opinion, I think if you're super careful, you do this in the privacy of your home, you're not driving around with a carload of mushrooms, you know, I mean, there are much more important things that I think that law enforcement needs to go after than a guy or a gal that's microdosing these magic mushrooms for their health. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you got to be careful, of course. That's why I am. That's why I never discuss and I never really show the mushrooms on video. I never discuss where to get them. If you're careful, you're going to be okay. If you're reckless, if you're stupid about it, then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, be careful. Eat these responsibly. It's going to make you, it's going to change your life. I can say it changed my life. The microdosing has changed my life for the better. Like I said before, I have not felt this good in decades. Decades. So that's all I have to say. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Comment below. Liking this video will really help. Subscribing to the channel will really help me. I think getting the word out to more people, to me, and helping more people all over the world is the most important thing to me. Since it helped me so much, I just want to get the word out, because I have found there are so many people suffering from mental illnesses, especially anxiety and depression. And I think we can stop this. We can put an end to this. And it's just something that has worked so well for me. That's why I'm spreading the word. So subscribe, like the video, comment, ask questions, whatever you want to do, refer this to others. I'm here for you. Again, Dr. Dave, although I am a doctor, I'm a retired dentist. This is not to be taken as medical advice. This is my experience. It's friend talking to friend, and I'm here at Microdose U. Thanks so much for being with me. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave coming back to you after the show. I really appreciate you being here. And if you could just do me one little favor before you go, it'll take you about 30 seconds of your time. Go onto your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review. It takes just a little bit of your time, and it really, really will help the show immensely. I'm trying to get the word out to people all over the world, because so many people are struggling and they need help. And this is the way they're going to find out about us. So take a little bit of your time. Do it for us. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.